Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Tom Katowski, Healthy Referral co-publisher. Along we have Marcia, who's our regular host. She is in a different location today in Florida. She started our newspaper, Healthy Referral, back in 1989 to research and promote natural health. And since that time, we've publishing newspapers, doing radio shows, expos, and bringing forth tremendous resource to the table for people to regain their health naturally without relying on drugs and medication. We're nice enough to meet a gentleman named Quintus through our friend Ithan. There's some background noise somewhere. I don't know where that's coming from. If you could mute that, that would be helpful. And Quintus introduces to a wonderful entrepreneur named Mr. Crump, and we will bring him in a minute, and he could explain his story and his journey. That we want to say, have Marcia, could you chime in for a minute here? Are you there? Okay, don't know where I thought she might be with us now.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
There was some noise in the background. I was trying to take care of that first. Yes, we are excited about the interview, and there's many reasons for that. And as we go on into the interview itself, I'll share a few of those things, because for years, since we started back in 1989, we've had the opportunity to connect with so many wonderful people doing wonderful professions, as well as dealing with products, creating products. And I know that this item that we're going to be talking about today is one that actually, not this very one, but a concept such as this had come to us back a number of years ago. So there's always been a consciousness, and I know for me as a woman, a consciousness about the kinds of products that we use on parts of our body that are very, very important. So I'll just leave it at that, Tom, and you can go ahead and take it from there.
Okay, and let's bring in Mr. Crump. Mr. Crump, are you there today? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you very, very much. We're very fortunate to have Quintus and Ihsan introduce us to you. And it looks like you've had a quite wide background being in the military there. My dad was Navy in World War II, left high school at 17 to go into World War II. So I really admire anybody that's gone through the military. So
is your name pronounced DeMond?
Yes, that's correct. DeMond. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Just wanted to make sure. Yeah. And Tom, I wanted to also mention that the very first couple lines of his bio reminds me of Jaden. I have a grandson by the name of Jaden who, from the time he was just a little tot, has had a entrepreneurial stand. Mm-hmm. There's some really neat little stories along the way. He's now 13. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So I was relating to this initial part of the bio of yours. So anyway, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad to be here.
Just tell us about your journey out of the military and what led you to this discovery or working with this product that's a breakthrough product for women.
Absolutely. Well, got out of the United States military right at the age of 21 years old, because I went straight out of high school, and always had an entrepreneur bug. So since 1994, my family and I have been involved in a series of entrepreneur endeavors, and then Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005. So we are from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We had to uproot. And, we migrated to Atlanta, Georgia. And being who I am, that constant entrepreneur spirit, I wanted to find out, hey, what type of business can I start here? Because, I've washed cars, I've flipped houses, I did mortgage loans, I promoted concerts. I mean, you name it. We did it in the entrepreneur field. And then I began to get involved in direct sales, just being able to sell direct to consumer, learning how to be able to do that. And a few years back, I got a call to come down to Tampa, Florida. And these gentlemen invited me down, and in the lobby of the Renaissance Hotel, I actually saw the demonstration of the sanitary napkins and panty liners. And when I saw it, I jumped up out of my seat and I said, we got it. We've just solved a major problem for women. Even as a man, I saw it. And me having a wife and three daughters, which I have a son as well, but me having a wife and three daughters who I witnessed this process, it was a clear-cut decision to me. It was a no-brainer. And ever since then, we've never looked back. We launched our company June 1st, 2019, and to date, today we've been in business now right at about 28, 29 months, and we're closing in on $10 million in revenue on a $6 product.
Wow.
You know, Demond, it's, again, what I said in the beginning of the interview, of course, as a woman, and I would have to say a very conscious one, there were always issues around this topic, you know, and it's many times what happens in the industry. Women more than, I guess I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to, women more than men seem to be placed in positions of where different products are created, invented, in order to solve or to make better certain issues. So this product, just the concept of making sure that what we are putting against our bodies, and especially, you know, in areas that are more vulnerable, it's definitely a very crucial thing. And so many people don't think about it. You know, it's just like, oh, a product is a product. Well, that is not true. That is not true.
So once that's you saw the presentation, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's absolutely true what you're saying, because believe it or not, in speaking with the medical professionals and everything that we consult with, the biggest issue that caused young girls and women, the biggest challenge is the fact that they're wet. When you have, you know, have the moisture, you have the bacteria, you have the body heat, and now all of this is enclosed, that's a recipe for disaster. So now we've literally solved the wet problem. So that's where we've been getting a rave reviews, because being able to keep women comfortable and dry during that time of month have been a life-changing experience for many of them, and especially the older women.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. And a lot of the older women that use our panty liners, because my mother is 81 years old and she wears our panty liners every single day. So we have a big audience for panty liners as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, again, from a health aspect of things, you know, it's vital that something like this becomes more conscious. So I'd like to just say, you know, congratulations. It's nice to see that somebody has stepped forward into it.
So this product was invented prior to your getting involved in it, if I understand correctly, then?
Yeah, the product was manufactured by a company that we were able to work out a deal. Well, actually, our product, just for the record, the product that we saw was almost like a prototype. But the product we currently have, our current Rain products that we currently have, that is a custom-made product exclusively for us in terms of our secret sauce and things that we added and put into it. So what we saw was a prototype, and literally we built the empire that we built upon that with our Nobel Prize winning material that we infused into it and some other features.
Yeah. Can you speak, without giving away all the secret recipe, can you speak to some of the unique ways that it was made to have this health benefit that's a safer way to go?
Yeah, one of the things we did was the Nobel Prize winning material graphene. You know, the gentleman who discovered graphene back in 2004 they won the Nobel Prize for it in 2010. And people thought I was crazy. Oh, DeMond, what do you mean? Why would you be putting material like that in a pad that women and young girls are going to throw away? Well, they didn't understand that the health of these young ladies and these women were first and foremost. Whatever we can give them, that's the best and the value. And graphene, the main thing about it is it's a 99.9% bacteria killer, because literally a bacteria cell and graphene can't coexist because it has little spikes on the end. So anytime a little bacteria cell makes its way into the arena of graphene, it splices it in half. We have that. We have, along with that, it helps with metabolism. It helps with inflammation. It helps with the immune system. I mean, it has so many valuable, attributes to it in terms of graphene. And then also our absorbency system. We have a non-toxic absorbency system that's designed anytime moisture hits that pad or that panty liner, that absorbency system sucks it away from the actual body. And I don't know if any of you all had a chance to see the interview, or Quentin shot it over to you, then literally you could have saw the demonstration that we do, because that's how we've been having such great success with the product. It's the fact that we demonstrated to show people this is not like any other pad or panty liner that you've ever saw or been able to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Quintus sent us a video that showed all the different layers. And once you saw the prototype, how did you go about kind of figuring out how to continue to upgrade it and design it where it is today?
Well, one of the things that we saw was number one, it wasn't wide enough. It wasn't a wide enough pad. It wasn't long enough. It didn't have, and ladies would understand this language. They didn't have any side bars, anything to catch it. It spills
over.
It's
called wings.
Yeah, it had none of this, right? It had none of this on the product. It's just a simple concept of, wet, dry, and then the actual non-toxic polymer that was being used, we enhanced it to be able to be better. And we also created ventilation in the top layer as well as on the outer layer. So now throughout the entire process, it's breathability down there for that young girl and that woman while they have the product on. So there were many, many different attributes that we created to make it better from when we first saw it.
Wow. And then I assume that you, as you went along, you patented your process there to protect your intellectual property, I would think, as you were going along?
Yes, it's been filed. Yes, we have a provisional patent that is filed on it now. The full patent hasn't been granted yet, so we're sitting waiting, on the clock patiently, prayerfully, that we would get it. But it's been filed now. It's probably going on about maybe 9 or 10 months now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how do you – that's a tremendous track record to grow like that, but obviously you found a tremendous need that wasn't fulfilled by the big companies. Was they were just looking at toxic cheap stuff, so you certainly filled in the gap, which is really a tremendous achievement.
Well, here's something that most people don't know in terms of actually we're disrupting their cycle, if you be honest, because I'm going to be honest what I'm about to say. Never foolish enough to think that I'm that smart and these guys didn't know a product like this existed. The truth is, most people don't know this or realize this, but a lot of the companies that own your panty liner, sanitary napkins, and your tampons, they also own and they're highly invested in the medication. So now having young girls and women with challenges is, quote-unquote, a benefit to them on the other end when it comes to medicine. So yeast infections, urinary tract infections, all these different things that our women deal with, oh, man, it's jackpot for them because it rolls them right over into their income stream. So what we're literally doing is this little train that's choo-chooing down the road has now coming, and we're slowly – disrupting that process of women needing the medication and different things, because we've had testimonies.
A really good disruption, by the way.
Absolutely. You can look at a lot of them on our website, but we had a young lady who testified that she had chronic yeast infections because of all the products she tried on the shelf. She did everything under the sun, and she's been on our product for the last 2 years, and she says she haven't had one yeast infection since she's been using our Rain product.
Right. Well, you know, this is always so wonderful, you know, because of what we do with our business, which is educating the public about preventive and natural health. I find myself many times having conversations with individuals, and let's just say in this instance, conversations with women. And one of the questions that I end up asking them right in the beginning of the conversation is, do you feel that you're made according to nature, or do you feel that you're made according to a medication bottle or a pill bottle? And it's really interesting to watch the expression, because when you think about that question, there is no way that they can answer it other than according to nature. Because if they answer it, you know, any other way, it's very awkward. It's a very awkward answer. It's one that, you know, unless someone is totally, totally unconscious. I mean, if you're the least bit conscious, it's going to make sense. So you have to come back with, well, of course, according to nature. And so
that's right.
The way that we live our lives, the way we eat, the products that we use, our environments, all of this play a major role in our well-being. And it's an interesting time in our world right now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for bringing that up. That's a great little secret that you just mentioned a few minutes ago, Damon, about the big pharma really wants to have you as a lifetime customer, and they're trying to, you know, upsell you by doing damage on one thing to push you over to number 2, 3, 4, and 5, and so on. That's a very good point you brought up. And then, how do you see your company, and how do you see your product continuing to evolve and develop over the next couple of years?
Well, one of the things that you know, that's really big for us is you know, we have a culture that's attached to the product, meaning that we don't just have, you know, oh, we sell the product, because we have a campaign that's attached to the product. It's called Justice for My Jewel, and that website is jfmj.org, and literally it's an education and awareness website. We do 5K, we do 5K run walks. We do galas.
Mm-hmm.
We do things in the community with focus groups, education and awareness campaigns. Like literally right now in Atlanta, I have some pastors and business people that have come in town for 2 days. They got in town tonight. So tomorrow and Saturday morning, I'll be hosting them at our corporate office just on educational and awareness things mm-hmm. around this product. So that right there, having that community involvement and having people show that, wow, there's more to this brand than just you're selling it to me and that's it, I'm forgotten about. We're engaging you in what it is that we do. Also, too, a lot of people don't know this. We're real big with the Amish community. I just got back from visiting them on this past weekend, and 65% of our total revenue comes from the Amish community. They are very big purchases of our product because they love natural, healthy products, and they're very, very supportive. So within the next 5 years, we see ourselves becoming a $1 billion per year company off of this $6 product, you know, here real soon. And we have a formula to get there. And we really, really believe that the infrastructure is being put in place to make that happen.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Is it? Does that include the Mennonite community as well? As I know, they're very closely tied.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, some of our actual customers with the Amish are also Mennonites as well.
Uh-huh. Wow. Is your place where you make everything in Atlanta, where you are?
Yeah, well, we distribute out of Atlanta. Our actual manufacturer that designed the product is abroad. There was literally one manufacturer in the world that was able to design what we needed and how we needed it. And they're abroad, but we have our distribution center is in a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia, called McDonough, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That's tremendous. That's tremendous to be able to look at something from the prototype and then gradually figure out what improvements needed to be made to where you are now. That's a huge visionary accomplishment.
Yeah, totally agree, because we definitely saw where it could be better, and we wanted to make sure that we created that. That was very important to us.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier in the conversation about the graphene helping control or killing bacteria. Have you tested it through? The reason I brought that up is I've had eczema since I've been about 3 years old. What are your thoughts in regards to use of this with skin conditions relating to eczema and atopic dermatitis?
You know what? That's really, really funny that you share that. Do you know a lot of the actual testimonies that we're getting to flood in from the Amish community? For some reason, they love experience, because we have a strip inside of all of our products. We have a strip with the graphene, and they're literally giving us all these testimonies of things. And, oh, my arm was swollen. I put the graphene on it. It went down. I had a rash. I had this and put the graphene. So there are purposes that we're beginning to see that we weren't aware of. And it's like, wow. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You won't believe what I'm about to tell you. You guys are not going to believe it, but I'm going to share it anyway.
Yes, we will.
I was sitting down this past Saturday, and we were in Centerville, Michigan, at the Amish event. And while we were sitting there, there was a gentleman at the table. We were sitting down eating after the meeting took place. And the guy was sharing with me. He says, hey, look what I chew on a daily basis. And I'm like, looking, and I'm like, what is it that he's showing me? And it was graphene strip that's in the pads. He'd take the pads the strip out, he wet it, and he says he's chew on them daily throughout the day. For whatever reason, he says makes his mouth feel better. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, man,
okay.
you have to be kidding me on what's going on.
We're very open to things, and I would definitely want to research that one.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, man, what is this doing? So these are all usages that obviously we don't make claims to, but it's things that's coming back to us sharing.
Other people, right.
Exactly. What's happening with them and the way that they're seeing multi-purposes for it.
Wow.
Yes. Well, you already know when you have a good thing, it's going to take off, and it will continue to do that because it is a good thing. And, you know, when people find something that is simple and works for them, then, you know, I think that that's, in fact, we're positive through what we do, that that's what more and more people are looking for in their life right now. So.
Yeah. And then when we're going to, after the interview is over, we'll send Quintus the link for the archive link, so that way we can share this with others as well, because this is extremely, extremely, extremely informative. Is there something, as we're getting close to the end of the show here, is there something that you wanted to add, like an overall summary on your continued mission, vision, and kind of recap your amazing journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Only thing we want to do is health of our, ladies are first and foremost. And one of the things I want to share is don't underestimate the power of men with this, because obviously, as you can see with Quintus, he's an advocate for this product and this mission. And literally, we probably have the same amount of men that we do as women that are ambassadors for this product. I'm talking about fathers and husbands, and
there are a lot
of people, believe it or not, that have issues. And the thing that I love most is that this used to be a taboo subject for men. Men didn't talk about this. I didn't deal with this in my household. My wife handled all of this with my daughters and everything, you know, and we just know that women are going through during that time of month, but we have no idea what they really are going through. And now we feel so good and so proud as men that we've brought a subject like this forefront. And not only that, we can stand on the front line and represent for these ladies and show how now we understand. Not only that, we're willing to also be ambassadors and get out on the front line on behalf of you, all, to make sure that you all are winning. And the last piece I'll say is that for any of the organizations out there, we also have a fundraising component. And Quintus definitely, if anybody's interested, can help with that because we have now currently collaborated with organizations, and to date we've given out and worked with where they've been able to have 50,000-plus packs of pads that's been able to pass through organizations through fundraising and different things that we've been able to do with them.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Look forward to the next visit, and also we'll have to get your address from Aquinta so we can send you a copy of our Healthy Referral, which is right now the only full-size newspaper that we know of still covering natural health.
I'm looking forward to it, definitely. I'm looking forward to coming to the headquarters. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, okay. We appreciate your time. Look forward to the next visit. Continued success with your wonderful mission.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So we just were talking with Demond Crump, a visionary and founder of an amazing product with a Nobel Prize-winning material, graphene. And for further information, if you go to the post on this website, there's a link to a website that Quintus had provided us to get more information to order or any other things that you may have. You're always welcome to email us at healthyreferral@gmail.com. Our website is healthyreferral.com. And we will look forward to speaking with our one more wonderful guest in the future. Then we'll have this archive show up on our site and in Blog Talk in short order. Then you could listen to it again and again and share it with your friends. Again, thank you, Marcia, for co-hosting the show today. And this is
everyone,
Tom.
Everyone have a great weekend.
And this is Tom from Healthy Referral saying thank you and be well.